But I'll separate out the sphere session piece so that you don't have to go through all of my talking bit at the beginning. You can just jump straight into the spheres. So I'll jump off fairly quickly at the end. And as I say, if you have any questions, email me, and we'll have, you know, opportunities in the second and third session to answer and address questions. It's great if we address questions as a group, because pretty much everyone will have a similar question. So then I can answer it, and it helps everybody. Anisa, thanks for your question. There's the page that you hopefully been accessing on our website that has all of the Ishtara teachings. At the top of that page, there is already place markers for the videos and the audios. So just raise your hand if you're familiar. When you first signed up, I gave you an email with a link to a page on our website that has all of the Ishtara teachings that are part of this package. So just raise your hand. So, okay, not everyone has their hands up. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send out another email after this to everyone with that link. So it's because we get so many emails today, it's easy for it to get lost. The benefit is that there's actually like five teachings of Ishtara in there, which are really powerful teachings. You know, you could say, oh, this is just another channeled message. I promise you, if you listen to, read what she's talking about, each and every single one of those is a very major life-changing thing on how you can change yourself. And it's easy to do. Her suggestions are so wise because she's multidimensional already. She knows about all of this. She has been in the earth plane. She has existed on the earth many times in human form. So she's here as a guide to help us move through this ascension process with ease and grace. So all of her suggestions are just like a 10 degree shift or a 5 degree shift. But wow, does it make a difference to you and I in how we are, how we feel, how we perceive the world? It's like 5 degrees equals 50 pounds or 50 kilograms off your shoulders. It's really incredible. So I really encourage you, if you haven't already done so, check in the channeled materials, because they'll make a huge difference. It's not that related to the universal sphere, because we're here doing the sphere. What she teaches us is related things, but not directly to the universal sphere. It's more about your helping you in your ascension process. Okay. Right. Questions. Does anyone have any questions about the sphere or anything I've said so far today? Just feel free to just unmute yourself or raise your hand, or you can also type stuff in the little chat if you would like to do that, and that's fine. I'm a kind of person, I'm really always open to questions, because as I get so familiar with all of this, I tend to, just assume. And so it's lovely to have questions, because it brings us back down to a level that's aligned with everyone else. So, okay, so we all feel good. Okay. And feel free to ask questions, sort of, you know, email me or in the next session. So, okay.
Can I ask you something?
Please, Isabel, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Netherlands, and it would help me a little bit better when you would like to speak some slow down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you are so enthusiastic, and then you run and use words that I don't know. So, so, and my second other question is, is it more? I have a lot of physical problems, mm-hmm. and is it more helpful within the universal sphere to help me with that, or more the teachings of Ishtara?
I would say a direct answer would be the universal sphere. Uh-huh. Because the teachings will help you in your consciousness, the universal sphere will help consciousness, but physically as well. So if you go to our website, there is actually a link in the primary navigation where it talks about the scientific evidence. So to be honest, these are not comprehensive scientific tests, but we've tested using three different devices. And these are just not the best results of each device. This is one test. These are the results. And the results are incredible. So your chakras almost completely align. Just one sphere, all your chakras become aligned. And we've done many different tests with that device subsequent, and I get the same results, by the way. We actually bought that device now. For healing, what happens as part of the universal sphere is this thing called the perfect universal resonance. As we go out to Mother Nature, you know how you feel more yourself? You feel more enlivened. Mother Nature re-energizes us. What's happening with the universal sphere is we are putting our attention to, which is amplifying and intensifying the frequency of what Ishtara calls the perfect universal resonance, which is the perfection of all that is. Everything we know, everything we don't know through all time, space, and dimension. Because it's all right here. It's all right here around us all the time. So the mind has a little bit of difficulty understanding this. But what happens is, as I'm creating spheres, and I'll prompt you as I'm doing the spheres to help you with this, as you bring your awareness to this perfect universal resonance, your body starts to entrain to it. And you will notice it because that's part of where you feel yourself starting to breathe more deeply and relaxed. What happens directly to answer your question, Isabel, as your body moves to that greater level of multidimensional balance, and this is where there's quite a strong similarity to our energy healing modalities, it's moving you to this greater balance, which then provides you with the opportunity for your body to heal instantaneously or more rapidly. What happens also with the universal sphere that can apply to other modalities is what's happening with the universal sphere is the universal sphere is now offering a buffet of high vibrational choices, opportunities, possibilities to your soul. So we kind of don't have a full awareness of that in our human sense. But what happens is your soul gets to drive the bus. That's why I can't do spheres to manipulate or hurt anyone else. Because what I'm doing is I'm offering the sphere up to everyone in this group, okay, and everyone that listens to the replay. And what happens as part of that is this universal connection is your soul suddenly receives this buffet of high vibrational choices. It gets to choose new choices, new possibilities. Okay. So as far as health goes, what we've commonly seen, if people are finished with that experience of dis-ease, whatever that may be, the universal sphere will pop you out of that and you'll usually heal instantaneously or quite quickly. But it could also bring in new possibilities, new information, new doctors, practitioners, new solutions to help remedy that. Because remember, this is working multidimensionally. So it's working from us energetically, vibrationally, solutions, you know, doctors, people, articles, whatever, as well as a download and an influence energetically and vibrationally into your body, your physical light and energy bodies. So your whole situation is being helped. If you haven't, as your soul, finished with that experience, even though you and I in our humanness are like, I don't want to have this pain anymore. I don't want to have this. If you're not as a soul finished with that experience, people tend not to have a healing, but what does shift, because Ishtara says you can't interact with this higher frequency and not shift, you may get an insight, you may get downloads, you may get awareness as to why you may find or feel at peace about what's happening with you. Sorry, excuse me. You may receive additional support. You know, I'm not sure how it will unfold, but these are commonly what tends to happen. You're not just, one would say, left alone in the dark. So things will start to shift for you, even if there isn't a complete healing. That tends to be what happens with the universal sphere. Does that help, Isabel?
I hope so.
I hear you.
I hope I will work in that way. Yeah. Any help, I would love to have some help with it.
That's what we're all here to do. So thank you for asking that question. And usually, and when I say usually, I'm trying to put a number to it. At least 50%, sometimes as high as maybe 80% of people, by the time we get to the third universal sphere, we're working on completely different things to what you were working with in your first sphere. And that's why we allow about 2 weeks between each sphere, because you have to allow time in this physical dense medium for solutions, shifts, vibrational changes to happen, because the physical form is so dense, it's quite slow. Yeah. So that's why quite often when we're working on things in the third sphere, it's completely different to the first, because those things in the first sphere have been resolved. So, keep your eyes out, Isabel, and I'd love to hear how you're going and with all of this, because we have so many examples that I could spend days telling you all the healings that happened with the universal sphere. Most of them will happen anything from instantaneously to within 2 weeks. It generally doesn't take longer than 2 weeks for any of the things you're working on. Okay.
No.
The only time it does is when there's a large vibrational difference. So I'll give you sort of an example. I'm living in a tent and I want my mansion on the ocean. So vibrationally, my consciousness is in the vibration of living in a tent, is a very different vibration to living on a mansion by the ocean. Okay. So you then need multiple spheres to work with your vibration to bring you into a greater alignment with the presence of the desire that you have of the mansion by the ocean. You have to be able to, as a conscious being, hold the creation that you create. So, and when you apply this to healing, the same sort of thing applies. The closer you are, like if you're done with whatever the dis-ease and pain is, you pop out like instantaneously. We've had many instantaneous healings. But sometimes if it takes longer, which is the common one, I'll be honest, I'll be transparent. It takes, you know, commonly it's usually takes longer. It's because there's the shift that needs to take place to bring you to that embodiment of, one would say, the ideal health. That's why I'm saying you focus on your highest potential. You don't worry about the brokenness. Every time you and I focus on my sore elbow or my sore neck or my spine that's sore or this doesn't work with me, what we're doing is we're giving conscious energy to that piece, which amplifies that creation. So, and I don't mean to speak harmful or you know, disrespectful to anyone, because I've been in pain myself and it's so debilitating. But what we're working with here, as you focus on your highest potential, you move beyond that. You know, we've all had experiences in our lives where we've been so caught up in the moment and we're so excited, we forget about any pain that we have. So this is a longer term example of that. As you put your conscious focus on your highest potential, the problems, the brokenness just falls away. But if we bring our mind, which we do, we go back to the pain because it's so intense, we're then rebuilding that aspect of ourselves. So when you do that, catch yourself and move back to the highest potential. You see yourself in that. And what happens is the spheres will work to accelerate this whole process. Okay. Just you and I doing it by ourselves is a little more challenging because we have to keep mentally, have that mental focus to be able to move to the highest potential, which is hard to do when we're in pain. You know, it's so debilitating. So the universal sphere, as we choose, it will help accelerate you move forward into that next space, vibrationally, energetically, in your light, and then in your physical form. Make sense?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Makes sense. Okay. So do one or two people want to just share some of the things that you'd like some help with? And then I can help direct you to how you hold that space as I'm doing the spheres, because you have a task here. I'm doing the spheres and you're receiving, but you, as co-creators, we both have a role in this, because I'm offering these infinite possibilities, but you as a divine being get to live the end result in its ideal form because you get to create it. So this is a wonderful thing, because I can't manipulate you and I can't, you know, it's up to you to get to do this piece. So would anyone like to just raise your hand and just unmute yourself? And if you're okay, just to share one or more things that you just like some help with today, that you'd like to work on today. Because I'm assuming everyone has three or four things you'd like to work with today. Would anyone like to share something in this little group? Yes. Amanda, please.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess you could kind of say I'm kind of looking a little bit for my purpose. Mm-hmm. So one thing I want to do is, like, on an entrepreneurial level, I want to start making my own money, like on the side. And like, I have a specific number of like what I feel I'd be comfortable with like making every year, but I don't even really have like an idea what I could do. I have a lot of hobbies, but I don't really know like what's my thing, like what's my passion, like what I can or should be doing.
Got it. Firstly, thank you for sharing. And then this is a wonderful thing, because we're going to work with multiple things, healing and new possibilities. Okay. So I love it that you're already clear on the level of income that you desire. That's a huge plus. Okay. So, and as far as not knowing what it is that you're going to do and how you're going to do it, this is really common, because our mind, by the way, our mind was never designed to make all the decisions that we ask of it. Okay. Most people are not aware of that. When the human physicality was first designed, this was actually designed to protect the physicality. So that's why we have the neural nets. If we burn our hand, we won't put our hand on the hot plate again or in the fire. It remembers. That's why our mind is so good at fear. The heart, from this heart, your connection, the scientists already know there's brain cells and neural nets in the heart. The connection to your heart and your higher selves is where the decisions and the guidance really is designed to come from. So that being said, it's pretty common that we have no idea about the solutions. So what I would suggest for this piece, Amanda, what is the experience? So you look beyond the form to the experience. So say you're really successful in whatever it is. So we don't know what it is yet. What is that going to give you? Because your soul is desiring an experience. So it's giving you the desire to drive you in that direction, which is a great direction. But what would you feel when you're really successful?
Well, I want to feel freedom. That's like a really, really big one for me, is to just feel free. Mm-hmm. But then I also like, I want the additional money kind of for like, I guess you could say charity purposes. Like, I want to be able to help my family, like, you know, my sister purchase a home, and just have that kind of disposable income to be able to do things for others that kind of in the end is really doing it for me, because it'll make me feel good about myself.
Yeah. No, it is all about you. This is without sounding vain. As divine souls, it's each of you have your journey, and it is all about you, and it's beautiful, and we get to co-create. Okay. So you touched on some wonderful things, and I'll expand a little bit for everyone, so to give you an idea for your own unique. So your business is successful. You feel the freedom, okay? You feel empowered. I'm just going to put words out there. You don't have to choose all these words, okay? You feel excited and powerful because you're sharing your gifts with other people, and people are acknowledging you and you're helping them. So you feel empowered, you feel powerful, you feel useful, you feel acknowledged. You have a feeling of safety and security because you have the stable money coming in, so you know you can count on it. So that fear piece is gone. So we take fear completely out of the, that doesn't even enter the equation, okay? And then so you feel this freedom, you feel empowered, you feel excited. I wonder what I'm going to create next, okay? So you start to tap into all of those feelings, that experience that your soul is desiring. And so it's desiring that. It's desiring you to experience that. So what it's doing, and I encourage you, try not use the word want, because want actually is a negative. Want is actually lack. So I desire to experience this. I desire to have money, because as a divine being, words and thoughts actually carry weight in all of this. So if I want money, means I'm going to be manifesting less money. Okay. Because I want for money means I lack money. Okay. So negate that part. So hold the space, hold the experience, and live the experience. In this case, also with Isabel, with her health, feel yourself in your perfect health, feel yourself in your perfect business, in what you're doing this morning, yesterday. Okay. Not in the future. Okay. Because the universe takes us literally. I knew I had a soulmate or whatever, but I didn't know when and how. I had a list, etc. I lived in Australia. I met Holly in America. You know, it's like the universe has a sense of humor. It's like I didn't put that I had to find my partner, you know, right next to me, so to speak, and things. So the universe goes, ha ha, I'm going to play a trick on you. I'm going to find someone on the opposite side of the planet. So the universe takes you literally. Okay. And so if you imagine your perfect health already this morning, you went for a walk, you went for a run, you played with the kids, and your business, you cut a deal yesterday and you're going into the next level, you know, feel that excitement. I'm going to be on television, you know, and I organized it yesterday. Feel that if you have it in the past or this morning, you've removed the conditions. Okay. As a divine being, I will get my car when I make more money. So I've straight away blocked the whole manifestation process because I put a condition. I have to have more money before I can get the result, the experience I'm actually desiring. So when you live it like it's already happened, you're removing the conditions. Okay. So, and that's really powerful. Us as humans, our mind gets in the way. Oh, I'm not quite good enough, or I'm not worthy enough, or, you know, it creates all these wonderful little things, but what it's doing is limiting the whole process. As you become wise to this, you go, sorry, I'm just focusing on this. And you get it. And welcome to Paul and Holly's life. We pretty much get everything we desire. It's so incredible. So, and we live an incredible life, and you can do exactly the same. So I hope that helps, Amanda. Just, you don't have to say I'm doing this type of business, healing, yoga, because you're again limiting it. What you're doing is you're feeling the experience. Your higher selves, the universe, has already got a plan for you. It's already laid in stone, besides the fact that you live in a free will zone. So you already have this. And so as you live the experience, the rest will just fall into place. Okay. The mind will have a problem with this because it needs answers. But believe me, it falls into place. And what usually happens, you'll start looking for things where you feel drawn to or excited. And the synchronicities will start falling into place really quickly. And I'm guessing by the next time we meet, you'll start to have an idea, even if you don't have it completely resolved, which is potentially unlikely, but you'll have answers. You'll start to already have a knowingness of what you the direction. And then because we're in physical form, we have to be in action. It's the same for our physical, for our health. When we get insight, when we get an opportunity, we need to be in action, because the physical form still requires action. Okay. We can't just say, I'm going to do a sphere to win the lottery and I'm just going to sit here and it's going to all come to me. I'm sorry, that doesn't happen, because you have to go out and buy a ticket, you know, so it requires a physical action to create the manifestation in that piece. Does that help, Amanda?
Yes, thank you so much.
Awesome. So for each and every one of you, for what you're working on today, okay, I'm going to be doing multiple spheres so we can work on three or four things, okay? For each of those things, just grab, if you have a little piece of paper now, just write down the end experience of that ideal aspect, okay? Like if it's health, I'm playing with my grandkids. We got to kick the soccer ball around in the backyard, you know, or we went to the park, you know. If it's business related, like Amanda, you know, that piece. If it's a home, feel the security and safety in your new place. You don't have to say my home looks like this. I have this mansion on the side of a cliff looking the ocean. You just feel the safety, feel the security, feel the beautiful view, the connection with nature. Okay. Because that's ultimately what your soul is desiring. Because in the universal sphere, which we're working multidimensionally, we work in the realm of the soul, not in the mind or the physicals quite so much, but we're bringing that experience into the physical. Does anyone have any questions before we start on how you can imagine, live your the end ideal end result of what you're needing help with today? I hope I've been clear in my descriptions. So just raise your hand if you're unclear on how the ideal end result is that you can already, one would say, live and experience. Okay, so everyone's got a good idea. Beautiful. Okay. Now, if you only have one thing and I'm doing sort of three or four spheres, it doesn't matter. You can just hold that result for all three spheres. You know, it again, this comes to a place of the mind. You know, if you've got questions, you're in the space of your mind. The mind will always have questions. Move down to your heart. And when you're in your heart, there's infinite possibilities. There's no problems. There's only solutions. There's infinite creation. It's an incredible place when you're in your heart. And you pop between the two. Each of you have been between the two, and you can tell when you're in your mind, you're in questions, you're in fear. You feel the vibration drop. When you're in your heart, you can only but be in happiness, possibilities, love, those high vibrations. And you move between the two. And as you move between the two, your litmus paper or your feedback is how you feel. You always feel so great when you're in your heart. You always worry when you're in your mind. So there's your answer. So where are you better off being? In your heart. Okay. And the mind goes, but how do I get my answers? Believe me. When you're in your heart, the answers will come thick and fast. It's really amazing. Remember, as many people have said, the universe is happening for you, not to you. There is a much bigger intelligence that's working to give you all of the things that you desire. Okay. So everything is conspiring to help you at every moment of the day. And as soon as you start to really open up to that and you see it, it's so cool. Like you look at life going, cool, I need this. Boom, there it is. I'd love to have that. Boom, there it is. Cool. You know, so you just start to love life, how incredible it is and how it brings all of this to you. And it may not be quite in the form you anticipate. Okay. So this is where you have to just look outside the box. Just keep your eyes open in the next couple of weeks before the next one is to the possibilities, because they will quite often come in a form you didn't anticipate. Okay. Sound good? Let's get going. Enough of Paul talking. As Anita says, raring to go. Let's go. Okay, let me just stop the recording.